Hey guys, welcome back to Emergency Call. I'm Amanda.
I'm Michelle.
Hey mom.
Hey cutie.
Give me a finger thing. Ew, that sounds gross.
You're so weird.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I missed you. I haven't seen you in so long.
What is today?
We've been hanging out all night.
Seriously, I get off work, I came straight here.
I was trying to make a joke. Like, I missed you so much. We haven't talked in so long.
I know.
We were sitting at dinner tonight, and she was like...
Not talking.
No, she was like, we still have to talk tonight. And I was like, we have to talk for an hour. Let's just sit here. And every time that she would say something...
I try to make up different
conversations. Yeah, we try to talk about things that we can't talk about on the podcast. Right?
I don't even remember what we talked about.
I don't
about
even know either. We could probably repeat the same conversation and I would not know.
And you say my memory is shot.
It is.
Anyway.
So,
we were together all day. No, we weren't. That's a lie. Guys, I'm tired.
It's late. We need to stop recording late because you turn into a mush.
Anyway.
Anyways, how are you? How was your week?
It's only Tuesday.
How was the past week of your life?
Last week, you mean?
Just the past week.
Is amazing.
Like, why do you have to be so literal about it? Like, damn.
What do you want me to say? It was great, Amanda.
I'm just asking how your fucking week was. How was it?
Like, so last week, you mean? Oh, my God. I'm so delirious right now.
How was the past week of your life?
It was great.
Okay. Why?
I saw Taylor Swift.
Me too. So good.
No, wait. I'm trying to think what else I did last week. I worked.
It's always, I'm trying to think what I did. Oh, yep. That is what it is. Worked.
Well, 32 hours of it. I work. Oh, and we got new floors downstairs. So that was super exciting.
That is really exciting.
I was so, so happy to get rid of that rug downstairs because it was disgusting. And it was all from like your high school years of you partying with friends downstairs and making a mess.
Sorry about that.
So now I have nice wood floors. Am I talking too loud?
Oh, yeah, I think just screaming. Hold it a little bit further from your mouth.
I think my mouth is just too loud.
I think your mouth. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Guys, we always have this issue where my mom's mic like records way too loud. I think that we're not really the best at all this technical stuff. I think these microphones kind of suck. Ugh. But you know what? I don't fucking know. Like, really, at the end of the day.
Mouth. Anyway.
Anyway.
So, what else let me finish. Rude. Okay. So, yeah, I was excited about my floors. And then I got to see Taylor Swift, which was simply amazing.
Simply.
I tell everybody... If you could go to one concert in your life, even if you're not the biggest fan, seriously, well, maybe not because you probably don't want to spend the money.
No, they won't appreciate it.
But honestly, nobody, I have gone to a lot of concerts.
Me too.
Nobody performs at her.
Nobody. Like, I have been to a lot of concerts in my life. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do. And truly, like, nobody connects with the audience and, like, makes it feel like you're the only person in the crowd with her. Like, there's fucking 250,000 people in the crowd, and she makes it feel, like, so personal.
She's good stage presence.
Yeah, so good. Like, her energy is so amazing and big that, like, she literally, like, warms the whole fucking stadium.
She's meant to shine.
Although, some girl at the end of the second show I went to called me and Anna a fucking bitch. So I guess Taylor's energy didn't shine onto that
girl. She was just a bitch. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else in concert that I've seen that I could actually say is like even second best to her.
Like, nobody.
Or neck to neck.
No, she's not comparable. Who? Like, nobody's compare. You can't compare anybody to her. She's just
like, we saw Katy Perry, and I thought Katy Perry was really great too.
We can't say Taylor Swift and Katy Perry in the same sentence.
No, but like, her costumes were great and stuff like that.
No, I know, but don't they have beef? They have beef.
Oh, who gives
Bad that? Blood. Wasn't that about Katy Perry?
Okay, I don't know, I guess.
Katy Perry,
whatever.
Like, fucked over Taylor Swift, so. Katy Perry sucked. Just kidding. No, she was good in concert too. I remember the set on her of her concert was cool.
Yeah, like, I've been to so many concerts where like, people are amazing, too, but not... there. I don't think I've ever experienced anybody quite like her,
no,
to be perfectly honest.
No, she is one of a kind. Like, yeah. I have never been more proud to have mm-hmm. been a fan of somebody since I came out of the womb in my entire life. I don't remember a time where I wasn't a fan of Taylor Swift. Do you remember a time where I wasn't?
No. When we went to her first concert, I'm trying to think how old you were, but you were so cute. You made like posters and you wore a cowboy hat once.
Yeah.
Like, you really have always gone out. You were so little.
The first one, I think I was 5. I think she was my second concert I've ever been to. And I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I have to really like look back at pictures.
I was looking back at
Hannah Montana was your...
Yes.
Actually, Hannah Montana wasn't your first concert. Jonas Brothers, I believe, was.
No. And that was my third. It was Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, then Taylor Swift, and then the Jonas Brothers.
And then we saw Miley.
And then we saw Miley too.
As Miley, not Hannah.
And then we saw like Demi Lovato yeah. and Selena Gomez.
Actually, the first concert you saw, who'd you say it was?
It was Hannah Montana.
Jonas Brothers opened for her.
Oh, that's iconic. Mm-hmm. I wish I had memory of it.
Yep.
Wow.
I remember.
Guys, like, I was the biggest Disney fan. I know Taylor Swift wasn't Disney, but, like, she kind of ran in that circle then a little bit.
Well, because she hung out with those people.
Yeah.
And she dated Joe.
Yeah.
But they were young. This is when they were young. Like, the Jonas Brothers just started. They opened for freaking Hannah.
I was the biggest fucking Disney person. Like, I would make my parents play Radio Disney. My password for my computer in elementary school was Alex 500.
Oh my god.
Because I wanted my name to be Alex Russo, like Wizards of Waverly Place. Like, I was
so funny.
Selena Gomez, I still love Selena, but I was literally like her biggest fan.
Oh, we saw Selena in concert.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've just always loved going to Taylor Swift concerts. So yeah, this weekend was so fun.
You went twice.
I went twice. Yeah. So we went on Friday night, mm-hmm. MetLife night one. And we went with my cousin Olivia, Carly, James, and then Olivia's sister-in-law, Olivia.
That was fun, and it was a great
show.
So
fun, yeah. So we, like, tailgated. I dressed up as Fearless. I wore a For Love and Lemons dress, and it was so cute. I loved it.
She did. She played, what was her surprise songs
her
again?
Her surprise songs were Maroon and Getaway Car, yeah. And it was so good. Like, I think that those were really, really good surprise songs. I mean, I'd be happy with anything, but... It was really, really good.
She was really good.
Yeah, she put on such a great show. She did the video thing.
Ice Spice came out.
Yeah, Ice Spice came out Jack, for Karma.
What's his last name?
Jack Attaway. Is that his name?
I don't know.
Guys, I'm just blanking right now.
And then we saw the video premiere.
Yeah, the video premiere of the Karma music video. Like, we got Ice so Spice many treats. Antonoff.
Yeah, sorry.
Jack
Antonoff. I didn't even know his last name, to be honest.
I was blanking. Yeah, she just gave us so many treats night one. Like, she was really
happy. She
was
excited
to be
in Jersey.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And then night three. So, okay, I wasn't planning on going again. But after the first one, like, it was borderline a spiritual awakening.
I feel like I antagonized that.
Yeah, you did. But no, literally the first night, I just was so happy, and I just wanted it again so bad, and I just really wanted to go again. And me and Anna already were saying, like, how are we going to finesse going again, like, in our
group guys were in cahoots?
Yeah, like, we already were saying that before we even went, because Hannah was going again. Mm-hmm. She was going with SeatGeek, so we were like, we need to go back, we need to, like, we were just, like, fiending to go right. back, and so, whatever.
But you guys went back.
Well, Saturday, I was like, okay, like, maybe. And then I, like, hung out with Sam and Becca, like, had a little day, was just, like, not really thinking about it. And then then Anna texts me. She sends me a link of her TikTok of Autumn and Marg convincing her to buy a $6,000 ticket.
Yeah, crazy.
And she sends it to us, and I was like, Anna Hyde, you did not spend $6,000.
That's crazy.
You crazy girl.
But you know what? In her defense, she works her ass off. She has two jobs.
She's
whatever.
The hardest worker ever.
Let her enjoy life. Yeah. Life is short. Go for it.
Yeah. Totally supportive of it. I don't give a fuck. But it was just funny. And so then I'm like, fuck, I want to go. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to try and get a ticket tomorrow. Like, the prices aren't going to be that expensive. We'll see. So, yeah, Sunday.
Well, that's what you have to do. You have to, like... If you really want to go to, like, a concert and, you know, the tickets are expensive or whatever, just, like, wait for them to drop, like, that day. Like, if you live close enough, like, you're 20 minutes from there. Yeah,
they didn't drop that much.
All right. Well, they dropped. And then you decided to go. And I just felt like you should go. Like, I wanted you, like, I knew Anna was going by herself and sitting alone in that section. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, just do it.
Yeah. Like, so me and Anna, like, kind of finessed it, which I don't know if this is, like, going to work every time, but I guess this could be a little bit of advice if you and your friends want to try to finesse. Mm-hmm. But Anna was row 4, and she obviously paid, like, a bit more than I did. And I still got a floor seat, but it was further back. And her seat ended up just being on the end of her section. So the girl that was next to her was so cool. We, like, made friends with her. She was so nice.
She was alone, too.
Yeah, she was alone, too. And she was just so cute. She was taking pictures of us. Like, she was just really sweet. So
she didn't care.
And she didn't care at all. Like, she knew.
There was two girls that, when the couple next to me, like, walked away, they came and sat for a little while. Like,
yeah.
People just, when you're on the, once you're on the floor, yeah, like, your section was right next to Anna's, just a few rows back.
Yeah.
So it's like, once you're there on the floor, it doesn't matter. Yeah,
so we got to stand together and no one sits. Like, we literally stood for freaking 3.5 hours. But it was unreal. Like, the view that we had was so good. Like, we saw her every second of when she was on the stage. I literally was, like, speechless multiple times, just, like, looking at her, like,
Amanda text me, was like, I see her pores.
No, like, literally, it was so good. And me and Anna just had, like, the most fun time ever. We were literally screaming. I think we were the loudest people in our section.
That's so fun, though.
And we had the best time. I'm not kidding you guys. Like, Taylor Swift concerts are a spiritual awakening. Like, I feel like I've been healed from the inside out. I think it's because, like, growing up, this is the music that I listen to. Like, I know every single Taylor Swift song. I know every single lyric to every single song.
She sure does.
She has ever put out. Like, I literally love her so much. And also, Night 3, the surprise songs were Welcome to New York and Clean, which was the first repeat song.
Yeah, she did Clean before, right?
Yeah. So that was cool. And it was so amazing live. But anyway, these are the songs I listened to growing up. And I haven't seen Taylor in concert since 2018. So it's been 5 years.
Well, now, we had tickets to go to 2020 and COVID happened. So she eventually just gave the money back to everyone because she wasn't sure when. But I think, like, not that I ever want to go through COVID again, but I think that gave her such, like, she went through it too. And she made so much music during COVID. Yeah. So then she just came back with, like, a vengeance and was like, I'm gonna
Well, she had a lot to perform.
She had a lot to say.
Anyways, so I haven't seen her since I was 18. Now I'm gonna be 23 this year, and I feel like her music, like, has a whole different meaning now.
So because
I really have gone through, like, so much more, and I feel like I can relate to all of her music in a whole different way than I could when I was 18.
Right.
And, like, every other age before that. Well, you went through different
experiences.
Yeah, in the past 5 years, I've gone through, like, a million things. Like, so many things. I've grown in so many different ways. So I feel like, for me, just, like, hearing all of this live now was just, like, so nice for me. And it literally was, like, therapy. I swear, the amount of money I spent on my fucking tickets for the third night were fine because I don't think I need to go to therapy now, because that was therapy.
It's, and, like, years of therapy.
Listen, therapy is expensive.
No, I know.
So I just, like, I paid for one long session of therapy and it really cured me. And
you know what? Money comes back.
Memories last. Moments and memories left. And it was so great. Like, I don't know. Both nights were so fun and I just, like, had the best time. And I seriously am not joking. Like, it felt like therapy.
I'm not kidding. Like, after you said that to me, I've seen so many TikToks, and I've sent them to you, of even women my age that went to the concert saying that they just felt like they've been healed since they went to the concert. And I honestly think, like, in 2020 or even 2021, we were all, like, stuck for long period of time.
I disagree, because I have experienced things, like, that are normal. Like, I've gone to music festivals since COVID.
Yeah, but
COVID.
It's not like her.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I haven't been able to be at a Taylor Swift concert in 5 years. Like, that is what healed me. It's not about, like, it feeling,
you
like,
think
normal
this,
life.
She just truly healed you.
Yes, I think I needed to hear her music live, because I was at a track of hearing Taylor live every, like, how many years? Like, 2 or 3 years she would go on tour. So I was, ever since I'm 5, I'm seeing her every 2 to 3 years. I had to go 5 years without seeing her. That was a lot.
So how would you think that healed you? Just been screaming her music?
Yes. No, I think that it's been 5 years since I've seen her, and now I just have, like, a whole different outlook on her music in general. Like, I relate to it so much more, and being able to scream it at the top of my lungs, like literally healed me.
Well, I'm glad.
And just seeing her, like, she's just so powerful, and she's so inspirational, and she's such a strong woman. Like, I just want to be just like her. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to be Taylor Swift. I want her to adopt me, no offense, I want to just live with her and be her cat.
I just felt like I told you to go back, and I encouraged it, because I was like, how often are you gonna see an artist that does all their music like that? Like, that's crazy to me.
Like, how many
usually times... it's just like an album that, you know, whatever. It's not like,
it was unreal. It was so amazing. So I don't know, she really,
she's gonna need a nice vacation after this.
She deserves she deserves a month in Bora Bora. I'll go. I'll be her servant.
Oh, nice.
I'll rub her feet.
Ew.
I would.
No, you wouldn't. That's weird.
That meant to hang out with her? Amanda, I'd rub her toes.
I think you should take that part out. Why? That's funny. Creepy.
I'm joking.
Anyway, well, Taylor, I'm glad that you feel healed.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad. So music does that to people. Music is very healing.
It really is. And I wanted to talk, I wanted to have a conversation with you this week about healing.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I'm just, like, really delusional lately, because I do feel a little delulu as of recent. But I feel like I've really healed from every single thing I've ever gone through in my entire life. Like, and this doesn't have to do with the concert, I don't think, fully. But I think that, like, I've been in a healing era for the past, like, year and a half. I went celibate.
Like, I'm telling you, it's because I sent you all those things. The Scorpio, the moon, the Scorpio went into, like, some sort of thing, conjunction with some other shit. I don't know any of it. But, and it, they kept saying, Scorpions, anybody that was born under this sign is going to have an awakening. It's going to be, like, a rebirth for you guys.
I feel reborn.
And then you said it to me, and I was like, that's kind of weird.
I feel reborn.
I can't get into it, everything, because I don't know the details of that crap. Yeah.
But no, I truly actually do feel reborn. So maybe that is true. I don't know.
Maybe.
But no,
it's about time.
I just feel like for the past, like, year, I really, like, took it upon myself to, like, just
the process
work on myself and, like, actually work on myself. Like, I feel like in the past I always would, like, preach about, like, self-love. Like, that was, like, my whole thing for, like, a fucking year. Yeah. I'd always talk about self-love. Which is true. Like, yes, you should love yourself. But I feel like I didn't actually fully love myself, because I feel like, yes, I did. I did. But I also was, like, looking for, like reassurance and, like, weird things and, like, filling voids with boys and, like, just silly things and whatever. And so, I don't know. I feel like for the past, like, year and a half, like, I barely talk to any guys. I, like, really just keep to myself. I keep my circle small, like... I just do me. I don't pay attention to what other people are doing. I, like, try my best to just have tunnel vision, like, what I want, whatever. And, like, I've really just tried to, like, heal myself.
Which is great.
And I feel like I really have, like, as of recently, because it's obviously been a roller coaster. Like, it's not easy at all to do, and it gets lonely, too.
Right.
For sure. But I don't know. I feel like as of recently, like, I've really, like, felt like it's just, like, I feel clear-minded.
Well, thank God, right?
Yeah. And I was trying to, like, you know how people say, like, to reconnect with your, like, inner child?
Yes.
I was trying to do that. And I feel like I have a little bit.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, I was actually talking to a psychic.
Here we go.
I sound so crazy, but whatever. I was talking to a psychic, and she just kind of opened my eyes to this. It wasn't really, like, she did anything crazy or, like, what told me my future, really. Because, I mean, she was kind of not the best psychic I've spoken to. But she did say to reconnect or to think back at, like, who I was as a child. Mm-hmm. And that, like, at that time I had a really clear vision of, like, my dreams and goals and, like, exactly what I wanted in life. And I to just think back at that, and, like, that'll give me all the answers to, like, what to do in my life, basically. Okay. And I feel like that's really true, because at a young age, I knew what I wanted.
Oh, you did. You were, like, very, like, always very specific.
Yes. And, like, I've always been very, like, driven, I feel like. Like, I was cleaning out my closet at my parents' house last night. I went over because we had a barbecue at my aunt's house for Memorial Day. And I was going through my closet. And, like, I when I was in, I think, like, sixth grade, I wanted to open a cupcake shop.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Guys, I'm not kidding. I drew out exactly how I wanted the front of it to look. Exactly the layout and floor plan, what each table would be called.
You found that?
Yes.
When you were cleaning?
The, like, counter, exactly how I wanted the counter to look, how everything I wanted it to look. I had the entire menu written out.
You didn't throw it out, did you?
No. Every single flavor, every single icing flavor, every single topping, the whole concept written out. Great concept, by the way. Like, very smart. And, like, what we would do for birthdays. Like, I feel like I've always, like, whenever I had an idea when I was younger, I would, like, full force, like, make a game plan of, like, how I'm going to do that. Even if it was something as silly as opening a fucking cupcake
shop. That's not silly. Some people are very successful with cupcake and cake shops.
That's true. Maybe, are you kidding me? Who knows? But, I mean, at a young age, it was silly. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought I was going to, like, do it next week when I was young. But, I mean, you know what? Even, like, thinking back to when I was in preschool, there was one time. This was one of my earliest memories, actually. I was really good friends with this girl, Jenna. She was my best friend in preschool. Oh, and then she moved away to New Mexico. That was probably one of my first heartbreaks. Was I sad?
Yeah, you were very sad.
Yeah. Jenna, if you're listening, wonder how you're doing. I haven't seen that girl in years. I wonder what she looks like.
Oh, I still see pictures of her, and I'm friends with her mom on Facebook.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay, whatever. Anyways, so we were best friends. I think it was with her. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So,
what did you... I can't.
You don't even know. I tried to run away.
What?
So, me and Jenna, we had this...
What?
What the hell was that?
Did they just jump out the window?
No, they almost knocked on my mirror, I think.
What?
They didn't, though.
That would be so many years of bad luck.
On them.
I think I'd leave. I'd run.
Okay, anyway. We had this whole, like, plan that we wanted to travel. We wanted to go on a road trip.
Oh, my God. This doesn't surprise me at all.
No, right? So we really wanted to go on this road trip, and we were like, our parents will never let us, like... We're in preschool, like, we knew that we weren't allowed, so we were like, let's run away.
No way.
And let's go on our road trip. So I kid you not, I got, like, my bag. Like, we made a plan. I was like, okay, you're gonna go home, you're gonna pack up your bag, you're gonna come back over, like, I'll have my bags packed, and I'll make sure that my Barbie car is fully charged.
You would have gotten, like, two blocks, and that Barbie car would have died.
So I packed up, like, a tote bag.
Did you have money?
Nope. I had my tote bag filled with all of my stuffed animals and my clothes. And I brought it into my Barbie car, and she came back over it. And we got, like, halfway down the street. And I think Dad was like, where are you guys going?
And so we you had back. A Barbie Jeep.
Yep, my Barbie
It didn't
Jeep.
Even have a roof. Where were you going?
I think that we wanted to, like, go across the country.
With your Barbie car?
Yeah, we wanted to go to California.
And you didn't bring the charger with you, huh?
No, I said I got that bitch fully charged. Like, it was a Tesla.
You're an idiot.
So, yeah, but even...
She always had the travel bug.
I always wanted to travel, and I always just had a plan. Like, even if it wasn't well executed, like that runaway plan, I still always had a plan. So, like,
oh, God.
So what?
You didn't even want to run away because your parents were awful. You just wanted to run away because you wanted to see the world.
Yeah, I just wanted to travel.
I've wanted to run away because my parents pissed me off.
Nope. I just wanted to go travel with my friend Jenna. Gosh. I wonder if she remembers that. But anyway,
that's funny.
I don't know. I've just always had, like, a really big imagination and a very big, like big dreams, like, ever since I was, like, really young. And so, I don't know, when that psychic said that to me, like, it really just resonated, because I feel like I truly really could think back to that age and, like, I don't know, like, reconnect with it, because I feel like
that's
I
a good thing
same.
To do.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I've been, like, trying to do that, and I feel like it has helped me, but... I wanted to just chit-chat about healing, because I feel like it's so important. And
okay. So, like, reconnecting with your child.
My inner child.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, going to Taylor Swift.
That also reconnected me with my inner child.
Right. Obviously. So, you feel like all those, like, just rebirth you.
Yep.
Like, you feel like a new person.
I just popped right back out of your punan, even though I never have come out of it, because it was actually a C-section.
yeah. I can't. So, but that's great.
Yeah.
Along with the whole Scorpio rebirth thing.
Yeah, like the moon did something right. Taylor Swift
It was like, seriously, back. From... No, I'm not even kidding. It was... It kept saying for Scorpios from... And I kept thinking, wow, we're going to be in Paris. Let's see if she changes. From May...
did I change?
From May 15th to... sometime in 2024 is supposed to be like the best time for, and you guys are supposed to start like this rebirth, like love's supposed to come into your life and who just like he? All these things. So I'm like, that's who very interesting. He? I don't know. I'll never know who he is, but I'm just saying, like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's always true, all the stuff that you read, but the psychic yeah. stuff.
No. So did you see a change in me in Paris when the moon shifted?
I don't know. When you're on vacation, you are just like a different person anyway. Me? Not different, but like you're happier, let's say, me? So to speak. Because prior, like I'd say a few weeks prior, you were going, you kept from the last, I'd say 8 months, not 8 months, maybe 6 months, like you would have periods of like really good. And then all of a sudden you dip down into depression and then you'd come back and you'd go. So yeah. It was like a roller coaster. So like. I knew that it wasn't fully gone.
So I'm getting worried, though, that, like, I haven't healed and this is just a high. But I think it's fine. I'm hoping I stay at this steady. Because I've been actually pretty steady for, like, a month.
Well, I think that as long as you keep, first of all, writing in your journal. I hope you yes. do that daily. And then keep
reading. You know something else?
Keep re-listening, like, to yourself and, like. The mm-hmm. stuff that's helped you heal. Listen, if music is what helps you heal, blast Taylor Swift.
Oh, music really does help me heal. And I've tried to stop listening to such sad music because mm-hmm. I really love sad music. Like,
no, that's just going to put no, make yeah, you spiral. I know. So, why like, would you do that?
Really sad music, I've been trying to stop. Like, I don't know, like certain Nessa Barrett songs really mm-hmm. make me depressed.
Yeah, because so maybe I listen
need
to her.
Stop. I know. I love her, though, and I love her music, but some of it, like, really does bring me down.
Right.
And a couple of other artists, but, like, no, some songs of her make me happy, but, like, Love Bomb, like, makes me spiral, like, certain songs. No,
so you have to do things that don't make you spiral.
Yeah. So I've been doing that. Taylor Swift literally makes me happy. I've only been listening to her, like, because it just makes me happy.
Well, that's good. So then continue.
Yeah. And Harry Styles. Oh, my God. I've just become, like, a really big fan of Harry Styles, and he's I think a great it's because artist. Hannah is, like, a huge, like, she is, like, his number one fan ever. So, I don't know, I've, like, just started listening to him more, and he also comes on a lot, like, if I just have on, like, Taylor Swift radio, he'll yeah. come on. And his music is, like, therapy.
Yeah, he's good.
It's so, his voice is so freaking therapeutic. Another thing that I did, this is kind of embarrassing, borderline, but... I decided to start like writing in a journal and writing like letters to people, quote unquote.
Okay.
Really therapeutic.
Like, so I need an example.
Like, let's say not even people that have hurt me, but like people that I feel like I've hurt, like I'll any situation that's happened. Like okay. either I feel like I've hurt somebody or like done somebody wrong. Or, like, they've done me wrong and hurt me, like, I will write a letter to them and say, like, everything that I have, like, felt or that I, like, wish I could have said to them before they weren't in my life anymore. And it's so therapeutic to just get it out because it's kind of toxic to, like, be like, hey, no, we haven't talked in a while, but blah, 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 blah. You know, like, that's kind of toxic. So I just write it down and it's so therapeutic to, like, just let that out.
But you're also letting go.
Yeah, too. And certain people, it's like, it would be inappropriate for me to apologize because maybe they have a girlfriend now or something. Right. Like, that would just be inappropriate for me to, like, reach out to them. Like, I would never do that.
Right.
So, to write it down on a piece of paper, it's so therapeutic. So, I started doing that.
Well, no, that's good, I think, because it's, like, your way of just, like, kind of letting go of the past mm-hmm. and breaking ties yeah. with it. Because often we sit and wonder... And think about what could I have done differently yeah. or whatever. And then we're stuck.
There. Yeah.
And you can't be stuck in the past.
No, not at all. Yeah. And like, I feel
it's
like.
So unhealthy.
I like have beat myself up a lot about certain situations. And I'm like, I feel like I'm such a bad person because I hurt this person and blah, blah, blah. But like, everyone fucking makes mistakes.
Well,
like,
people have hurt you too, yeah, you know? So yeah, it's like.
And like I don't hold it against anybody that has done me wrong. Like, it is what it is. And I feel like. like, sometimes you just have bad judgment and you're not, like, mentally strong enough to walk away right. in a sweeter or nicer way. Like,
right.
I hurt people. Right. Like, truly. That is so, that it's is so true. Like, at certain points, like, I was not mature enough or mentally stable enough to, like, give somebody a full, mm-hmm. nice, respectful, mature response as to why I was leaving. And I've left people with questions. And I feel bad now because I'm like, shit, like, I have felt that way too. And, like, that's the worst feeling. And I feel terrible that I have left somebody feeling that way. Like, I know that I have multiple right. times with different guys. And I've obviously, like, apologized to them. And I never intentionally meant to do it. But it that shit will eat at me because I feel so bad. Like, I hate hurting people. And I never do it intentionally. Like, in the past, I never have done it intentionally. But it would eat at me. So, like, I was like, I need to fucking write this shit down. Because I'm over here being like, I'm such a bad person.
But no, you're not. So, like,
but it's just life.
I think by writing it down, you're releasing it all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think sure. that releasing it all is good. It helps you move on.
Yeah, it does. Because I will find myself, like, hyper fixating on, like, people from the past that, like, I know that I would not want to be with them.
Right.
But, like, I'll hyper fixate on it because I feel like I haven't fully healed from the fact that, like, it's just an internal thing where I feel like shit for, like, hurting them or something.
Yeah, but so what? You're by writing these letters, you're doing yourself a favor.
Yeah.
It's true. It's and you've got to stop going. You know what they say, like, don't go backwards, always go forward.
Yeah, you have to look forward. Mm-hmm. Like, if somebody's in the past, they're in the past for a reason, I believe. Right. And, like, if they're meant to, like, naturally cross paths with you again and, like, it feels right down the line, whatever.
That's different.
But, like, to go out of your way to, like, go back to somebody that, like, maybe just was toxic. It's just, like,
I don't know. Someone, like, who was really toxic.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want that anyways.
It's just, like, not healthy. But I think that even in an innocent situation, whatever, yeah. it's good to release.
Yeah.
And if that person's meant to be in your life, like you said, and it happens organically or whatever, fine. But, like, you can't keep holding on.
Yeah, no. So, I don't know. That has really helped me. I just feel like I'm, like, maturing. I feel like a new woman. I feel, like, very mature this week.
All right. I like it.
Yeah. Like, I feel like the next guy I'm with, he's so lucky because he's getting, like, the genuinely mature version of me.
That's great.
Yeah. Like, I won't pick fights. I won't do none of that.
You picked fights with every guy?
No.
I don't know.
No, I actually
didn't. I think healing is just hard to do, though, in general for certain people, you know? Everybody processes things differently and
how do you
figures it out. I don't know. Like, I remember on Friday night when we were at a Taylor Swift concert and we were, like, screaming our asses off singing. I was, like, just so happy with myself that I felt happy. Like, mm-hmm. that I was, like, having a good time. Mm-hmm. Not that I haven't had a good time prior to Taylor Swift concert, but, you know, since everything in my life has happened, I feel like, I don't know. I have a way of just putting something in the back of my mind.
Really
and I also have a really good way of, like, just moving forward. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't dwell on things. I am super sad that I can't talk to people anymore, like, that have passed, you know, mm-hmm. especially my brother. Like, I feel like, wow, like, I would love to have a conversation with him or, you know, tell him something. Like, we grew up together, you know, we did everything together. We have all my memories are with him. So it's like, I'll think of something and be like, oh, fuck. Or, like, I'll hear something about someone from high school and I'll want to tell him. But I don't find myself getting super depressed about him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't sit home and cry and say, like, wow, I'm so sad or, like, feel super depressed or get super stuck. I have a way of just moving forward.
You really do.
Like, it's very impressive. Yeah, like, it is what it is. This is what life has dealt me.
You're very strong.
I've learned to deal with it and it's time to move forward.
Yeah.
Not to, like, say that I don't have bad days.
No, yeah.
Because I do. Like, does. I'll be like, you know, I'll look at his cat and be like, I'm so sorry your dad left you. But I'm not, like, crying or I'm not, like, I've just accepted the fact that this is life.
Yeah.
Life happens. It gives you what it gives you. And let's just roll on. I got to go. Yeah. I got to move on.
Death is a very, like, interesting thing to heal from. Mm-hmm. It's different than anything else. I, like, find peace in death, like, for the people that I have lost, like, I feel peace with it. Like, I feel like they're still around. I still feel their presence.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
And their energy. And, like, I'll pray to them. And I I still feel them around. And obviously, yeah, like I have bad days too where mm-hmm. I'll like just cry and be like, what the fuck? Like, yeah. I'm never going to see that person again. Like, that just doesn't make
sense. I mean, there's moments that are hard.
But I like can't picture a world where I would ever be like mentally stable if like I lost any of my immediate family. Yeah, like, I almost wish that I would like be the first one to go.
No, well, you don't want to do that. But like, I just feel like God gives you what you can handle.
Yeah, I can't handle it, so he better kick me out first.
Well, I mean, that God forbid.
Okay, sorry.
Okay. I don't know. I just really do believe that, and I don't know why, and I just feel like everything happens for a reason, and yeah, we're all here to learn.
Sucks. Death sucks.
And grow. And then I also think, like, they wouldn't want me to sit here and be depressed. Yeah, that's I think true. The hardest thing for me, like, within the recent few weeks was definitely Olivia's bridal shower mm-hmm. because it was the first grandchild of my parents getting married.
Yeah.
And I just really wish my mom was there.
Yeah. I get really sad after like any family thing
mm-hmm.
on your side because I feel like grandma was always like my comfort person.
Yeah, me too. And now I'm like, yeah. Stepping up to the plate and I have to be a big girl and I'm like, fuck, I wish my mom was here.
So
I mean, stuff
sucks.
Like that, and like just I hadn't seen people in a while and they were saying sorry about my brother and blah blah blah, so it was like, you know, like I just want to like have a good time, you know. I don't
I mean, I'm sure that she was there spiritually. But yeah, no, I don't know. Healing from, you've done an amazing job at it, but healing from that, I don't know. I feel like you're also older and you've gone through so much in your life that you've had to heal from. Like, you have some stories that I'm like, holy fuck. Like you've lost a lot of people, a lot more people in your life than just your immediate family. Mm-hmm. Like, friends, like, growing up, like, you have been through a lot. So I feel like, like, when you were younger, did you always have that mindset where you were able to just keep pushing forward, you feel like? You've always been
I think
like that.
My first, like, really big loss, well, obviously when I was 8, I mean, I watched my grandfather die, I was in the hospital, but, like, I was so young, so I feel like I remember it.
Yeah.
Like, clearly remember it, and I remember seeing him in the bed and stuff like that, but I wasn't, like, I was young. Kids roll forward, you know, we don't really, whatever. Plus, I didn't see him as much as, like, the dynamics were different. But I lost my first, like, friend when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
He got killed. That hit hard. But I always, always just kept moving it forward.
Yeah.
Like, I never, even when I had miscarried.
Yeah.
Like, I was pregnant with twins before Drew, and I miscarried. And I remember being in the hospital, and the doctors were like, oh my God, we're so sorry. And I'm like, don't worry, I got two kids at home. Like, and they were like, but you just lost two. And I was like, God gives you what you can handle.
Yeah, you always say that. And I remember always growing up.
For some reason, these two babies weren't meant to be, and let's move forward. But I remember saying, but I'm not done, because Dad was like, that's it. Like, we have Nick and Amanda, we're good. And I was like, no, I'm not done yet. There's somebody else that still wants to come. And then I had Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just knew.
Yeah. So you've just always been
Always, like, kind of just move forward. Even, like, with breakups for me.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten super sad and I've gotten super heartbroken. But they weren't meant to be in my life in this lifetime. I wasn't meant to be with them in this lifetime. It's time to move forward.
I don't know. I feel like I just am too fucking deep.
I don't know.
I think really deeply into everything. Like, I feel things really deeply. Mm. Like, the people that I let into my life, I really, 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 really care about. And, like, I don't know. With boys, like, most boys, I really, like, don't really give a fuck, like, if I'm honest. Like, my one long relationship, it was 2 years. Like, I think that maybe I cried more in the relationship than I did during the breakup, so I didn't give a fuck, and I just was happy to be out.
I mean, I wouldn't...
So, like, certain situations like that, like, I'm like, okay, like, letting go is easy for me.
Mm-hmm. Not for everybody, though.
Yeah, not for everybody, but I mean, like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I feel like I needed to just heal within myself and not necessarily, like, I don't know. No, actually... I think that they all did affect me. I think I've also just been, like, I've gone through weird shit. like, my ex relationship was so mentally and, like, verbally abusive.
Yeah, that's weird.
I think back and I'm like, what? Like,
but that was just something you had to go through, yeah, for whatever reason. Yeah, and
I think that I, like, honestly just recently have, like, really, like, healed, like, completely, like, clarity, mm-hmm. like, from that. Because that was, like,
that was some bad. Of
the most
no, I know.
Crazy shit. I can't even believe that I went through that at my age. Like, mm-hmm. I was 17,
Well, 18, thank God you went through it then and you got rid of it. You got, not that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got over it.
Yeah.
Like so many women go through it in later in life. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then can't find their way out at all. Yeah. So it's, like, so fucked up.
Yeah. So I feel like I didn't.
Not that you need to go through that at all, because you shouldn't. But, no. I mean, we all have dealt with jerks. I'm yeah. sure.
I don't think that I realized, like, how much that affected me.
Yeah.
For a long time. And, like, now I, like, realize. And I think that, like, I had my guard up and I, like, was, I wasn't, like, mean to other people, but I definitely, like, was super guarded with people that didn't mm-hmm. deserve it, because I was scared and, like, I didn't want to let anybody in, because I thought that everybody was going to talk to me like that and treat me like that, which right. isn't true.
No.
I was just in a fucked up situation where, mm-hmm. like, I was literally told that nobody else would ever love me. That my anxiety, like, ruined our relationship, and that I was just, like, so hard to be with, when, like, the only reason I was that anxious was because I was with somebody that treated me like shit and literally, right. like, scared me. Like, I would have anxiety attacks and be fucking locked in a car, like, not, like, being driven around, not taken home, like, crazy shit. Some crazy shit I've been through in that relationship.
Right, so you should be so happy of where you are right now.
I
am.
Like, I would never put up with anything like right. that. I was stuck in, like, a fucking spiral that was so hard to get out of. I felt like I was fucking drowning. Mm. And I feel like now I, like, can look back and be like, okay.
See, I didn't know it was this bad. I just want to, for the record, yeah. if I had known yeah. every detail, trust me, it wouldn't have went on for 2 years.
Nobody in my life knew everything, and I feel like I haven't fully talked about everything that happened in that mm. relationship, and, like, one day maybe I will go into more depth, because I honestly don't care. I feel like for a while I was trying to protect somebody that honestly doesn't deserve mm-hmm. being protected, because fuck you. Like, what?
Yeah, you don't treat somebody like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, at all. And it's just, like, crazy. So, I don't know. But, yeah, nobody in my life knew. Like, I kept it very secret because I was embarrassed. Like,
I would say the last 6 to 8 months I knew. And I was just like, this has got to go. Like, yeah. this has got to end. And I've definitely was your wingman a couple of times trying to get you out of there. And it was bad.
Yeah, it was very bad. But I try to keep it a secret because it was, like, embarrassing. And there were reasons why I stayed, because I felt like I had to. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, threatened with certain things. Right. And, like, certain personal things happened that made me feel like I couldn't leave. And it was just crazy. But I feel like it hurt my, like, self-worth almost. And, like, mm-hmm. staying in a situation like that, it made me it, like, killed my inner child, honestly. It, like,
murdered her. I'm so happy you found her again.
Yeah, and, like, now it's just I see so clearly, like, what I want. And, like, so,
you were such a happy little kid always.
So happy. Like,
you never were sad.
No, like, yeah, I don't deserve always, any of that.
Always
shit.
Such a happy, bubbly little thing.
Yeah.
You used to play dress up and sing around the house and always wanted to have a good time. You were just always happy. That's so and then sweet. He came in.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, for real.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, this rebirth of you needs to stay. You need to continue doing the healthy things that you're doing.
Yeah, no, I am. I've started my 5-minute journal every single day. It's great. But yeah, it wasn't that I was sad over that breakup still at all. Like, I was so happy when that happened.
No, I know.
But I realize now that, like, it took a long time for me to, like, completely be healed. And then there were other situations that, like, made me feel shitty after that.
Right.
Like, there were boys that I really liked that just kind of just used me and
right.
left. And that made me feel like shit. Like, oh, like, okay. I don't know. Guys could really make you feel like shit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them. Don't give them that power. Like, that's how I feel now. If a guy it acts stupid. Now I'm like, okay, fuck you, bye. Like, right. I don't need that. Like, it's just so...
But there, you learned a bunch of lessons.
So many lessons. I think I'm done with the lessons.
Yeah, but so now you know what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but I don't know. I just feel so much like clarity now for some reason. I guess it's the moon or whatever.
I don't know. Tonight I'll find some of the stuff. My phone hears me, so, and then I'll send it to you. But it was something about Scorpios. It was like a big thing. It was like Scorpios, Pisces, and Cancer. It was like you're all the water signs.
Wow.
But it was really interesting.
Good for us.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best.
Me too. I think that also, like, summer's coming. I feel great about that.
Yeah.
It's getting so nice out.
I mean, definitely the nice weather, too, helps out. Helps, like, you feel better. People do have winter depression.
Oh, no, yeah, I fully do. Even if it's not that bad of like, a winter, mm-hmm. I still feel seasonal depression so intense. Just because, mm-hmm. like, I think that the whole energy in spring and summer is just more, like, happy and bright and... It's just so much happier. So
in the winter when you're starting to feel, well, this winter you'll, in the beginning of next year, you'll be going somewhere nice. So it'd be like, but I'm saying like normally in the winter, like the holidays are hard because we're all with family and stuff like that. November and December, I'd say hard months to get away. But like after, like I always try to encourage like a quick January getaway or February getaway because it helps.
It doesn't help
go somewhere warm.
It doesn't really help me that much. I went to Florida in January and that was good, but like it doesn't help me because when I come back I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, but then go somewhere else like the next month for a little bit.
I can't just be no.
Not I'm not saying take these huge vacations.
I guess. I don't know. It's not. I think it's deep. I think what I've like gone through in the past whatever, it's like deeper than seasonal depression though. Like I think that it's like I think I truly like just good now.
You seem like you're in a better place, so that makes me happy.
I think it's Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh.
I need to send
Frankie,
her,
it's not you.
I need to send Taylor Swift a personal thank you letter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come because here. You're just talking to Frankie mid-pod.
Sorry, guys. My granddaughter would like
She doesn't want to sit with you. She wants to explore.
She's talking to me. Didn't you hear her?
She's talking to me.
Hey, girl.
Frankie has some words to tell the podcast. Right, Franklin? What are we going to call this?
Amanda's therapy session?
Low key.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'll think about that one. Taylor Swift saves lives. Just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Sometimes I feel like I don't have emotions because I just like I try to move on too quick from things, which is kind of scary.
That is scary. Are you a sociopath?
No, I definitely have emotions. I just know how to...
I think you suppress them more than you put them in the...
Yeah,
That's bad, too.
I just kind of...
See,
I
want to
be, like, that's where we're different. I want to move on.
You suppress your feelings, and I need to feel every single form of it.
But I have felt them. Trust me.
I need to feel them for,
like, I have felt them. I just need... I've got 3 kids and a husband that I got to keep going forward.
Yeah. I mean, what you've been through is way deeper, so... Mm-hmm. So, I asked you guys to ask us questions on Instagram for this, so let's see what everyone says.
You didn't even see that?
What do you do when you feel emotionally drained?
Sleep.
You just sleep?
Emotionally drained makes me exhausted.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be alone.
Yeah.
When I'm emotionally drained, like, I need to be alone. I can't be around too many questions.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just snap. Like, I just need to quiet my brain and be alone.
Yeah. I feel like I need a whole, like, week if I'm emotionally drained to just not have any plans, be able to just have a week to myself, work out, read my book, maybe go lay on a beach somewhere by myself, like, fully just, like...
Yeah, just, like...
Be alone and recharge.
I understand that
And do fully. Things that make me feel good. Yeah. Like, watch a good, feel-good movie. Like,
yeah.
Just do things that make you feel good. Walk, go outside, go for a long walk.
Walking is the best thing. When I feel like high anxiety or just emotionally drained, if I walk like a few miles.
A long walk with like music blasting.
It makes me feel good. Well, like, that makes me nervous sometimes. So,
well, no,
I'm a baby.
Not blasting.
But yes, that helps a lot.
Yeah. Or like a drive with like therapeutic music.
It's true.
Should I wish my ex a happy birthday? No. Don't. His birthday is June 7th.
What are you going to do? Like, every year wish him a happy birthday? No, like, just move on.
He knows that it's his birthday. You don't have to remind him.
No, yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, she's thinking about me.
Yeah, no. Don't give him that satisfaction. Let him have the worst birthday ever.
Oh, no. Well, maybe they broke up on good terms.
Okay.
But still, I just don't think it's necessary. No, because
my ex that I were on good terms, I don't tell him happy birthday.
Okay.
Because he doesn't need... He's fine. He's going to have a happy birthday without my wish. How do I know when I'm fully healed from a breakup? You know when you know. You just know when you know.
You just know, I guess. I don't know. You just feel it. It's been a long time.
You just feel it. Like, I think for... I think I've been healed. Like, I've been healed I'm not explaining it. Like, because I've been healed from the relationship I was in. But I think I wasn't healed from the things that I went through in that relationship.
Right.
Like, I was fully at peace with the fact that we were not together anymore.
Oh, like, I know. Yeah.
From probably 6 months before we actually even broke up.
Uh-huh. But the things that went on, yeah. You have to heal from all that.
Yeah, I had to heal from, like, the things I went through. That's so tough. That takes a while, but you'll just know. Like,
listen, it could take a year, it could take 2 years, but just let yourself heal. Like, jumping into a relationship and another relationship, like, that's so unhealthy. You're never going to heal. I've never
understood how people could go from relationship to relationship. I just don't like people enough for that. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
How do I not compare the new boys I meet to my ex? You just have to try your best to give them the benefit of the doubt. Like, they're not your ex. Like, they're somebody new. You have to give them that. And I think that sometimes it's really, really, really hard to not be, like, seeing one tiny thing and being like, ew, no.
Listen, they could be doing it same to you. So, like, how would you feel if they compared you to their ex all the time? So just, like, don't do it. It's new. It's a new relationship. It's fresh. And you should start it that way.
You got to just give them a clean slate.
Yeah.
Got broken up with and I'm scared to go back to college where I'm going to see him and be reminded. Try to take the summer to just work on you, heal, and go back with the mindset of this is your school. He is going to be reminded of you. He is going to be so, so sad seeing you. And you're going to be fine because you're that bitch.
That's right. That's great advice. Yeah,
you're that bitch. And you're going to go
keep your head up high.
Yeah.
Stare everybody in the eye and act like, and you know what? When you exude confidence, you own the room.
Work on you this summer. Get in the gym. Get yourself feeling good. Get a nice fucking tan. Maybe get some new clothes. Maybe dye your hair. Cut it. Make yourself feel hot.
Reinvent yourself and then go back and show him
who you happened. Reinvent your fucking self. Find your own personal style. Fucking work on you, girl. Go back there and show him what he's fucking missing. But you're doing all this for you.
Yeah.
So you feel good. But he's going to see you and you're not even going to realize that he walked past you because you're going to be so focused on yourself. And then you're going to be good. It's all
true. I'm laughing because you're so funny. Yeah.
And then you're just going to go and you're going to have the best time with your friends because college is so short. It goes by so quick. Don't spend time being sad over a boy. Have fun with your friends and that's what you have to do.
Yep.
It's your school, not his.
You're the boss, not him.
Yeah, fuck him. We hate him. Fuck him.
Oh my God.
I feel like this is kind of what I was saying. How to heal from your own thoughts about past mistakes or past trauma. Write in a journal. Write letters. Write it in a letter format to the people that you feel like you've hurt or that you've, whatever this case is. It's so therapeutic. I'm telling you guys, try it out and let me know.
Seriously. It's like, I never even thought to do that. It's like, you're releasing it all.
Yes.
You're writing it all and releasing it all, which is
pretty
smart.
It's great.
Might have to go home and write some letters.
It's amazing, truly.
That's so funny.
Like, I don't know what this girl wants me to say, but she's like, please keep this anon. Please. But I slept with my best friend's brother and she doesn't know.
Is he hot?
Babe. Girl.
Are you in love with him?
I don't know what you should do, honestly. Like, was that dick good? Like, if so, and you want to keep doing it, like, tell her that you fell in love with her brother.
Why wouldn't I not care?
I wouldn't give a fuck.
Honestly, some of my best friends slept with my brother growing up.
I just don't care about anything
enough. I wouldn't give a shit. I'd be like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care.
I mean, it could ruin friendships, so I get that part, but, like, at the same time, whatever.
Yeah,
it's not that deep. Who cares?
But if you like him, I think if you like him and you're going to keep doing it, like, tell her. Like, yeah. I think I would
be... hiding stuff. I'd be more pissed if they were hiding
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, I'd be mad at a friend if she were hiding it from me. But, like, if you are into my brother, like, tell me. And
I think it's ridiculous, like, controlling your brother's happiness because you don't... Like, I would never have done that. My brother dated one of my best friends in high school for 4 years.
Yeah.
He went to my prom with her, like... I didn't become friends. I didn't stay friends with her after they broke up. So I guess that happens. But like,
I know situations where the sister.
I know situations and the friend too.
Are still friends.
Me too. I know like huge situations. Yeah. Like they're still best friends. Yeah, like it's all how
some people don't care.
But it's all how it happens yeah, too, and how true. The breakup happens, that's stuff true. Like that.
So, you gotta just be respectful. Like so, I think be respectful of your friend and yeah. tell her and be honest with her. She's yeah. going to appreciate that. She might be mad for a second.
But the sneaking around
yeah,
is
the
awful.
Sneaking around is what's fucked up. This is going to be our last question because it's getting late.
I'm exhausted, guys.
How do you heal to the point that past experiences and traumas no longer affect you? I think that certain things, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, I think that certain things will always sneak back in on bad days. I think that is bound to happen.
Can you repeat that question? Because I'm a little exhausted and I don't think it penetrated in my brain.
How do you heal to the point that past experiences and traumas no longer affect you? Work on yourself. Don't give up. Don't give up when it hasn't happened right away. Like, when I tell you guys, like, I have been healing myself for, like, honestly, probably, like, 2 years. Like, I've been working past certain things. And you just can't give up on yourself and you can't expect yourself to get over things in 2 months or 6 months or mm-hmm. a year. Like sometimes it takes longer to fully heal from things and you can't give up and you can't fall back into the same cycles. Mm-hmm. I think that once you break cycles, I really strongly believe that like God gives you the same. And if you don't believe in God, just think of
like whoever, you believe,
whoever
in.
You believe in or whatever you believe in. But I think that God gives you the same situation in literally a different font until you are able to handle it in the way that he thinks that you should.
Agreed.
And yeah, like I've been handed the same guy swearing a different font a million times, and I think I finally like have said no thanks. And yeah, so like
I think it depends on the trauma, though. Does it always have to be a boy? About boys or about girls?
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah. like any situation. Like,
I truly believe that some situations you may not ever get over.
Yeah, you just learn to live.
You just learn to live life differently. A friend's mom once said to me that life just becomes different.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I like, okay, prior to my parents dying, I was a different person.
Yeah.
And now, like, that my whole family's basically been wiped out except my sister, I feel like I have a whole new life. Like, mm-hmm. my life is just different now.
Yeah.
So, like, it's, I don't know. She lost her father, and then I said to her, like, God, that must be so hard. She's like, life's just different. It's just a different life. One day you'll understand. And I always remember that because you don't truly get over things, but life just becomes different.
Yeah.
And you just learn to...
It's just your new just way of living.
You just learn to go on, and it's just a new way of living, a new life.
Yeah.
So it's, like, crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that makes sense. I think that, like, yeah, you can't... When you've been through certain things, you can't expect to have the same outlook mm-hmm. on life. You just have to learn how to...
I feel like I have a better outlook on life.
Yeah. I think that when you go through more things, you're more wise, and you just... You have a different
outlook. I think I'm
outlook.
Just more aware of, like... I know people always say, like, when I retire, I'm going to go on that trip. Or when I retire, I'm going to do this. And I'm like, I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting until I retire.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, who knows what the hell happened to me in the next 20 years.
Hey, that was me for Taylor Swift Night 3. I said, you know what? Fuck it. Life is so short. You never know what could happen. I'm going
to
go.
That's why, like, when I want to take a trip, I take the trip.
Yeah.
And when I want to, and I mean, listen, not everybody can do it. I work. My husband works. We're fortunate enough to be able to do what we want. But for me, it's like, I'll save every dime just to take that trip, or I'll make sure I have it. Because or I just will do it anyway, because I just feel like life is so, so short, and I'm not going to put off anything that's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, you do have a more of like a YOLO mind. I hate that I just said YOLO, but I hate you do it too, but you do have more of that mindset of like, just fuck it, since that all has happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you did used to be more like a, like, no, don't do that.
I mean, yeah, because I didn't, you know, like, I also need to teach you guys responsibility and, like, save money and don't be foolish. But, like, because you don't want to foolishly spend and foolishly this or whatever. It's not like I go away 50 times a year. But I'm going to continue to do what I want to do when I want to do it, because I know how
life goes.
Life goes. And I'm just not playing that game anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to have anybody tell me, you know, you really shouldn't do that, or you shouldn't go on that trip, because I'm going to go anyway.
Period, girl.
Yeah. That's it. Done.
I agree.
Drop the fucking mic.
Yeah, that was actually a really great response, because, yeah, to that question,
Some things truly you just don't heal from.
Yeah, some things you just learn to live
a different life.
Yeah. With and a different outlook. And you just have to look at the positive in the negative and just go about.
This is why I don't get stressed out about, like, certain things anymore, like, big things. Like, I'm just like, you know what? It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not worth me. It's not worth my energy.
Yeah. No, I'm big on that. Like, I don't get mad at, like, anything. Like, if somebody's mean to me, if somebody does some shit now or, like, whatever, I'm just like, okay. Like, I don't have that energy. Yeah. Like, I've been through enough to, like, I don't care.
I was, like, the biggest perfectionist at work. And, like, I would stress out, like, if something didn't get done 100% right. And now I'm just like, guess what? I don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Like, I do good. I'm at my job, whatever. But, like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
It's not that deep.
Nothing's that fucking
deep. Yeah, I'm not going to gossip about it. I'm not going to stress about it. I don't care.
No.
I'm going to clock out. I'm going to close my computer.
You did used to get so worked up about work.
Not anymore.
Like, she used to come home and be like, oh my god, this happened, and oh my god, this, and I'd be like, girl, take a breath.
Not anymore. I just don't care enough anymore. I literally, I'm telling you, I just don't give a fuck.
All power to you, girl.
I just don't give a fuck.
I'm so proud of you.
Life is too fucking short.
Heavy on the not giving a fuck.
Like, guys, no, seriously, life is just, it's too short. We just have to go out there and have a good time. We're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
No.
We got to enjoy.
Work hard, play harder, ladies and gentlemen. Have a fucking good time. Yeah. Have fun. Life is fun.
None of it gets buried with you when you go.
Life is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
Make a beautiful life.
Yeah. I got things I got to do. Things I got to see.
Yeah.
I just want to be happy.
You guys do it too. And go listen to some Taylor Swift. And if she comes to your city, go if you can.
Seriously. Because every single one of those songs, except my favorite song is You Need to Calm Down.
Yeah.
I could scream that to everybody.
Yeah, me too.
Love it.
Anyways, I think we're going to go because I'm getting so exhausted.
Me too. Tired. I'm having goddamn hot flash.
Okay. I love you guys.
I got to take my clothes off.
Ew.
I'm sweating. This thing is making me really hot.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.